Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-BONE at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-BONE.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Ketanji Brown Jackson's Supreme Court confirmation hearings began today in the Senate Judiciary Committee. She is the first black woman to be nominated to the high court. She has a legendary and storied background. You guys have been hearing it. You know, Harvard Law, Harvard undergrad. She was, you know, the editor of the Law Review at Harvard. I mean, she's stellar, stellar qualifications. But how would she rule if she were confirmed? Joining us now is David Schultz, Professor David Schultz, Hamline Professor of Political Science and a constitutional expert. He often shakes out challenging information like this for us. So, Professor Schultz, we're so happy to have you back on the show.
My pleasure, Jordana.
So what do we know about her in past rulings? I was reading a little bit. She most recently ruled against President Trump when he wanted to create immunity or create some kind of barrier between if his staff members will have to, what's the word? I'm sorry, my chemo brain is getting in the way here. Will have to testify against him. And she said, you know, that there is no immunity for people like a chief of staff or something like that. Nobody is above the law. So something she ruled against longstanding, I guess they were never really presidential powers. She said that that would be unconstitutional if they got immunity. What other landmark cases can you share with us or interesting things about her rulings?
Well, in general, I mean, she's been on the bench both as a district court judge and then as a court of appeals judge. The court of appeals for Washington, D.C., some people say, is about the second most powerful court in the United States. And what we've really seen, you know, since the since Biden has become president, and he elevated her to that court, is a lot of stuff that's come up, you know, again, involving, you know, the former President Donald Trump in terms of questions about, let's say, executive privilege, as you pointed out here, whether or not he has to he can withhold certain information from Congress, whether he can prevent President Biden from releasing information when Donald Trump was president. So she's been involved in those cases and been involved in basically ruling against against Donald Trump. But then again, I mean, we're looking at the rest of the court, her being in the majority, you know, with them. And so at this point, you know, I wouldn't say there's anything from her court of appeals background that puts her out of the mainstream or puts her in a position that I would say I'll say that with mainstream, that puts her out of the mainstream in terms of other judges. When it comes to the district court of opinion, you know, as a district court judge, you know, judges are trial judges. You know, they're doing a lot of the routine stuff in terms of criminal trials and civil trials. And again, really not much there. So it would only be in this last year that you could look at something in terms of some of her opinions. And she's well within the mainstream of both where Democrats and Republicans have been for the last year on that court.
Professor Schultz, this is Paul. I couldn't help but notice Senator Durbin said, you're a living witness to the fact that in America, all is possible. Not a single justice has been a black woman. You can be the first. He went on to say, it's not easy being the first. In some ways, you have to be the best. In some ways, the bravest. My understanding, this is the fourth confirmation hearing overall. I realize this is the most important, but there have been other confirmation hearings. And analysts say that Republicans may try to portray Jackson as soft on crime. She worked as a public defender. Is there anything in her record that would prevent her from being confirmed?
I don't think so at this point. If you look on strictly merits, as Jordana introduced here, you know, her credentials are absolutely impeccable in terms of the schools that she went to, editor of Law Review. I mean, all these, by the standards of the legal profession, by the American Bar Association, you know, put her as highly qualified, which is how the ABA is rating her also. And so on that score, no. The fact that she's been through several previous confirmation hearings and they haven't found any skeletons in the closet leads me to suspect we're not going to find it here. And then in terms of this issue about being a public defender, you know, I talk about this with my students all the time, is that remember in the United States, there's a presumption of innocence until proven guilty, and the government bears the burden to prove guilt. That's the essence of a free society, that the government has to prove guilt, and everybody is entitled to an attorney. And her job as a defense attorney is to do what? Is to force the government to carry its burden of proof. And so, in theory, that shouldn't disqualify her. I mean, at the end of the day, for anybody out there, I think they would want to say that what? Government doesn't get a free pass with people in terms of putting them on trial. It's got to prove its case. So she was a good public defender and has done her job in that area, too. So that should not be a mark against her.
Okay. What is the people who are opposing her confirmation saying? I was watching Tucker Carlson. Don't judge me for watching Tucker Carlson. You always have to see what the crazy is saying, so you have to consume that too. So I was watching Tucker Carlson, and he was he couldn't find anything and was attacking her on her LSAT scores. That's what I saw. So I'm not kidding. Like, I'm not kidding,
let's look at her LSAT scores. You know, he does that with the crazy voice and the crazy face.
So what are some of her critics saying that we should, I mean, that's legitimate, that we should be aware of?
Okay. I think what her critics are mostly keying in on is this argument of saying that, or trying to make an argument saying that she's only gotten where she is and she's only getting on the Supreme Court because she's what, female and black. And I think they're sort of throwing out the argument of what, tokenism, and then also trying to make an argument out there of saying that, listen, there is no black or female perspective on the law. There's only one right answer. And so I think they're really, I think, in my opinion, trying to use her race against her and say that putting somebody on the court because of that is wrong. Well, she's not being put on the court solely because of that. I mean, she's going on the court because what? Her credentials are impeccable, and in the process, she happens to be female and black, and we've never had somebody with those before, and shouldn't everybody have an opportunity? I mean, you could literally say, if you right now, giving her credentials, you could argue and say, then what? Of all the people in the country, she's got to be one of the handful of most qualified people in the country to be on the court. Again, her credentials, Law Review, District Court, Court of Appeals, Public Defender, those are all impeccable. I mean, it's hard to really find anything against her in terms of why she is not qualified to be on the bench.
Okay. Well, a lot to unpack there, and we sure appreciate your time, Professor Schultz, as always. Mm-hmm. John Schuster, Coldwell Banker Hotline, sponsoring today's appearance with Hamlin Professor Dave Schultz. Until another time, I'm sure we'll have you back soon, Dave. Thank you.
My pleasure. Thanks, Paul. Join in. Bye. Talk to you later. Bye.
You got it.
And,
some people are just great candidates, and they're qualified, and they should be confirmed. So we don't always have to be oppositional.
Well, should our elected officials and even our appointed officials reflect the demographics of the nation?
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All the Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.